Hello, welcome to Boss Women, a podcast about women in business, in comedy. My name's Katie and this is my darling mother.
That's me, Karen. Hello.
Oh my God, you've never been so...
No, I was staring intently at you, but it was just the lovely introduction, Katie.
Oh, thank you. Well, we haven't seen much of each other.
I know. You've been home feeding a baby.
Hardly.
Oh, and look, a coffee's coming for you. Isn't that wonderful?
a lovely person just delivered a coffee to me, which is much needed because, yes, Katie Corrin has had a baby.
She's had a baby! Oh my God!
But tiredness levels are on par with my usual tiredness levels of the festival. So yeah, it's just a different situation, a different setup and different reasons for being exhausted. So yeah, everyone's like, oh, I shouldn't complain about being tired around you. But actually, it's all relative, isn't it?
It is relative. And I can't believe how amazing you've been, how you've managed to come out. It's your eyes.
I know.
Are your eyes open, Katie?
No. Last night was pretty rough. Anyway, to explain
what happened. Yes, we should talk about that. I just want to say how amazing you are walking around with your little papoose, this little gorgeous baby that I have fallen desperately in love with.
We all have, haven't
we? I mean, I love my grandchildren, but Katie, being in the presence of Katie having a baby was... life changing.
Yeah, and it didn't exactly go to plan, did it? So,
I mean, I love the fact that we were all ready, we were planned. I was going to say, come on, Katie, push. And Frederick, your husband, was going to say, come on, Katie, push. And no, all the plans went out the window. Katie.
Yeah, so Karen and Frederick, my darling husband, were my birth partners, and we had a good old meeting in Norway about our birth plan and how it was going to go, and all that went out the window on Sunday the 16th of July when I had a gorgeous baby girl.
I know,
a baby girl via C-section. So I'll go into what happened a bit, maybe. I don't know if that's interesting, but we had her at 8:49 on Sunday the 16th of July. And we named her Penny Ellen Corrin Bjørkset. Ellen is a
what a name! She's going to be famous.
Ellen was chosen because it is a family name. So Frederick's mum is called Ellen, but also your mum was called Ellen.
That's correct.
And although I like the name, I didn't want it as a first name.
But I understand why.
It's a beautiful name, and so I wanted it in there.
And Penny Ellen sounds nice. Penny Ellen. Come on, Penny Ellen.
Grace Campbell there, if you want.
Yes, well...
Sorry.
So we're sitting in the garden at Gilded Balloon, and Katie's just seen Grace Campbell, but actually we're doing a podcast, Katie.
I know, I just thought that you wanted to interview her. Anyway, had Penny Ellen Corrin Bjørkset on Sunday the 16th of July, and yeah... Ellen is a family name, but Penny...
And really, this is the first time you could properly talk about it on the podcast, because it kind of took you by storm.
It was overwhelming,
wasn't
it? She's going to be 4 weeks tomorrow, basically.
4 weeks tomorrow,
and this is us sitting down in the garden in the second week of the festival.
Frederick is with Penny Ellen.
Fenny's got Penny. Frenny's got Penny. Freddie has Penny.
Yeah.
And Penny we chose because we liked the name, basically, and it sat really well with Ellen.
And she never told me at all until...
No, and the minute that we told you, you were like, really? You were so unsure about the name when we told you. And thankfully, we stuck with it.
You had been going over and over the name. You wanted with a Y and Ellen. But, you know, it could have been Dolly, it could have been Peggy, it could have been...
Peggy, Polly, Molly, Dolly... All of those types
of names.
Dolly,
I think, is not very good for a little girl because you don't want a dolly for a little girl. You want a little girl, a tough little girl.
Yeah.
But I really think she is tough.
I really like Penny. But she was born... she was quite small, which I was quite surprised about. Basically, the birth didn't go to plan because my waters broke before I went into labour.
You were 6 days late.
Yeah.
and your waters broke
before I started having any kind of contractions.
You didn't actually know they broke. You just thought, oh, that's a big toilet thing.
Yes,
there.
Exactly. And then I don't need to go into all the details, Karen.
No, but the what are they called? These people you go and see at the hospital?
Triage nurses.
The triage nurses. They
midwife.
Confirmed it by.
Yeah, they did
a wee test.
We did. We went in and they did a test, and all of us thought that it wasn't going to be my waters breaking, and then it was. So then we were like, "Oh shit, this is happening."
I know.
But unfortunately, because the waters broke, you. Oh god, she's interrupting again.
No, I'm interrupting with my hand and not my mouth.
Yeah.
But just to say that the morning you went in, we were having our staff barbecue in my back garden.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that was the morning that we went in, expecting not to be my waters breaking and to be able to go back to Karen's and have a barbecue as normal. Which
is what we did.
We did do that.
Because you were asked to come back in the evening.
So what happens when your waters break before any labour contractions start is that you have 24 hours to go into natural labour. And if you don't, then they start to think about inducing you, basically, because infection can happen and all of that. So we were basically told that we had to come back in at 8 p.m. at night. So we thought that we might as well just get on with the barbecue, because what else were we going to do for
that's
that
right.
day?
And you were amazing.
And the staff deserved it. And
yeah.
And needed blowout.
You were not and did not go into labour.
No.
As far as I know, there was no pain before we went back up at 8:30 that evening.
No.
And I did a little speech to all the staff and said,
yeah.
Thank you all for coming. Now, will you all tidy up?
Yeah. And we're off.
Yes.
Me, Karen and Frederick went up to hospital and left all the staff at Mum's house.
That's right. And luckily they did tidy up-ish. The tables are the wrong way round and you know stuff like that. But I can forgive them. And I hope they still had a good time.
But
it was disappointing for you, because when we went in, the baby was in a wee bit distress. Her heartbeat was quite high. And
yeah. Uh-oh, here she is. Here she is.
This is the latecomer.
So we
can take up the rest later, can't we?
Yeah, so press record, stop record.
All right, sorry.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. It's been a long time.
I know. We started this episode during the festival,
That's
or attempted
right.
to. So we
got
might cover.
Interrupted.
We got interrupted by one of our guests joining us. But we also have another guest with us at this recording, don't we?
If you listen very carefully, you'll hear the sucking of a little infant. Penny
is sucking on a bottle, just for the record. Not, she's with my. Oh, I didn't need to explain that, because people can't see. They would just assume that she was sucking on me. No, I am nursing her normally, but at the moment she's having a wee bottle because she is a hungry girl. So she might interrupt us at some point.
Oh,
but
that was me, by the way, kicking the table.
But we'll do our best that we can, won't we?
Yes.
And Mum will be looking down at Penny for the entirety of the podcast, because she's obsessed with her.
She is gorgeous.
So when we originally started doing this podcast, this episode, she was about 6 weeks. Now she is 10 weeks.
That's right. 10 weeks. And what we were talking about was the birth.
Yeah.
And I honestly can't remember where we got to. Do you
no,
know?
No, we probably should have listened to it before we started this podcast, but never mind. What do you want to talk about?
How difficult it was for you, or how easy, or...
Well, the birth honestly wasn't the hardest bit. I'm overcome with, recently, over the past couple of weeks, how difficult it is to have a child. I honestly thought that she'd slot into our lives and I would get on with things, and it's way harder than I was expecting, to be honest, and that's probably way too honest to admit.
It's not honest, it's the truth.
I know, but everyone, you're supposed to be a super business mom that can do it all, and you can run a business and have a baby and still do Norwegian classes and still do all the yoga that and have the perfect body afterwards. And
yeah, well, can I just say, what you've been doing is absolutely fine.
It's not absolutely fine. I'm ruined from it.
Yeah, well, you won't be ruined forever. It's just getting used to it. It just, your life changes forever.
No, obviously, this whole episode is caveated by the fact that it's amazing. She's amazing. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. Our little family of three is, like, unbelievably... I'm so privileged to have it. Blah, blah, blah. She's incredible.
Did you hear you?
A lot of people can't...
Did you hear your mummy say, blah-dee-blah?
It's going to be really annoying if you talk like a baby throughout this whole podcast.
Oh, sorry. But Penny and I were having a little chat there.
You do like to have your little chats with her, don't you?
Yes. Because she's, poor wee thing, she was a normal weight, 7.5 or whatever you say in kilograms.
She was 3,400 grams, yes, 3.4 kilos.
And, you know, that's normal baby size.
Yeah.
But, and she went down in weight and then she wasn't gaining the weight.
No, she wasn't gaining the weight and the midwives were getting stressed at me and I was getting stressed and so, but I'm still, can you... No,
so I'm not doing it right, Penny.
Tilt the bottle up. There's too much air in the teat. That's it. You want as little air in the teat as possible because
I have brought up two children.
I know, but you breastfed them fully. You didn't do bottles, did you?
Of course I did. You were absolutely hooked on a bottle till you were four.
All right, sorry.
Have you seen that photograph of you and Winnie the Pooh and you holding your butter, your milk?
Yes. Anyway, that's, I'm just true, asking you not to have air in the teat for our Penny, that's all. And it's perfect now. She's happy. And you're going to burp her halfway through and all the listeners will love that.
Yes, sir.
She is still small. She was on the 9th percentile, which is what you don't understand.
I've never heard of it. It was never around.
The 9th percentile in body weight. So, you know, she's small. And both Fred and I were shocked, as Mum was probably shocked as well, that we had a baby that is, small when we were both
so
beasts.
Large.
Yeah, Viking beasts. But so that's been a bit stressful, and I've struggled to balance bringing her up and concentrating on her when the
She's
fringe was on.
She's only 10 weeks old, Katie.
When the fringe was on, and when, and now I'm still struggling to balance work and her because. When you're running your own business, there is so much to do.
I know. There's loads to do, isn't there, Penny?
Oh, gosh,
Penny's going to do a wee burp while we talk.
I just have to take a photo. Oh, you can do it, Penny. This is her.
She's standing up.
Podcast debut.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's not as easy to run your own business and have a baby. And I hate society in this country that the man has gone back to work after 2 weeks and it means that I'm not able to work properly. So it should be
in Norway, what is it, 9 months or something?
No, they get 4 months, both parents get 4 months full pay, minimum. And then the mum can still take, both of them can take more shared parental leave that you decide.
Yes, it's important, you're right. So shall we start changing the laws?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll,
let's get it all. So can we go back to the birth because that's what we were talking
about. Get the bottle the right way in her mouth rather than spinning it around. Oh, that's a poor girl.
Listen, she loves her more and more.
Back to the birth. Hi, Benny. Oh, God, I'm sorry that we're so annoying. See, you can't do stuff normally like we used to do the podcast. Anyway, the birth,
things are just
we talked
different.
About it and it was fresher in my mind when we talked about it during the fringe, but I had to have a C-section and my body just wasn't dilating. I think she was in the wrong position. She was not like back-to-back or anything or breech, but her head was pressing on the wrong part of my cervix. Sexy. but she just didn't want to come out, did you?
Actually desperately wanted to come out.
I was 5 days over and so they had to induce me and I was on the induction drugs for 18 hours or something and got to 2 centimetres dilated, so it was just not happening. And I was being stubborn and trying to have no drugs and all sorts of things. But yeah, once she decided that she was going to come out, she came out by C-section and she was very, very cute. And it's terrifying getting a C-section because you are numb from the armpits down, so I couldn't move for a good 6 to 8 hours afterwards. And, you know, she just gets plonked on your chest, and I could move my arms, but I couldn't feel anything.
You couldn't
below
feel
me.
Her?
I couldn't feel her on my chest and on my boobs or anything, so it was a strange experience. But, and she was tiny. She was, felt so wee.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. She was great, and
but Frederick, because I wasn't allowed in, so much for being a doula. I tell you. No such, I had no doula help there
no,
at all.
No, you weren't allowed into the surgery room with us. So Fred, but Fred
was
very
thrown
excited.
Into a prison cell.
Yeah, she was crying her eyes out, and you know, taking all the attention, obviously. But no, we went down and Fred got into his scrub, so he was very excited about looking like a doctor.
Which he did, indeed.
Sorry.
He looked great.
And he was shaking his wee hands off, and I was very grumpy because that's not the way that I wanted it to go. But it all happened very quickly, and she popped out a wee...
Well, he
chubby
describes
cheeks came over the little curtain.
Yeah, and you said, what is it?
Yeah, I was like,
and
what is
he
it?
He went, I don't
He
know.
Had no idea what she was, whether she was a boy or a girl. Because we hadn't found out, had we?
And it was the surgeon that went, it's a girl.
No, the surgeon just turned around to face her butt at us. And I was like, it's a girl! It's a girl. And yeah, I think that she looks like a little boy at the moment, though. She looks like a mini M&M, don't you? The rapper, not the sweetie.
Yes. Not the sweetie rapper either.
Oh God, that's terrible, terrible.
No, she's a sweetie rapper. I wasn't even allowed to know the name.
No, you weren't allowed to know the name before, and then we told you the name and you were like, Penny Ellen? So that's why we didn't tell you the name, obviously. But now you like the name, don't you?
Yes, Penny Ellen's lovely.
And I think this is what we talked about in the previous introduction during the Fringe, but Ellen being a family name and Penny just a name that we liked that went very well with Ellen, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
she's got gorgeous blue eyes.
She's got big blue eyes.
Piercingly blue eyes.
She's got bright
blonde hair,
no eyebrows to speak of. Long, very fair eyelashes. Never thought I'd have a blonde baby, but I think her hair is slowly turning a bit more brown now. So.
Well, I think red is the... Some people have said she's going to be a ginger.
Yes, I don't know why people are like, she's going to be ginger. I'm like, I don't care what colour her hair is. Like,
her
she's going to be beautiful.
Going to be beautiful.
She is beautiful, whether she's got hair or not.
And she's very long, and she's got very long
fingers
and
toes.
And toes.
Yeah. It's just a miracle. A miracle, and I can't believe that it came from my body and that me and Fred... made it. And you know, it's 50% his DNA, 50% my why are you twisting that all the time? Can you not find the flat bit?
It's okay, everyone. Penny is being well taken care of.
Yes.
Even although I've got her on a bottle.
Anyway, so she is a mini miracle, and she's 50% my DNA and 50% Fred's DNA, but she looks a spitting image of Fred. Especially when they both sleep.
They're asleep. They look both
They look
asleep.
Identical, don't you?
So that's lovely.
So yeah.
The festival...
You can probably tell from my voice that I'm incredibly tired today. It's a Monday in September, and I'm feeling the blues after the festival.
Your first wedding anniversary was on Saturday.
Yeah, we had just had our wedding anniversary, so we've managed to pack in a fair amount in 1 year of being married. Not necessarily the plan, but Penny is a gift that keeps on giving, so yeah, it's just a mad, mad turn of events, and it completely changes our life, and it's fucking hard, is what all I'll say. But yeah, as Mum's more and more said, maybe it's, you know, it will get easier. And
more and more is the name in Norwegian for mother's mother,
that
which is
Mum's name that wee Penny will be calling her. Won't she?
Well, she might decide... Oops! Oopsie-daisy! It's a wee bit of milk coming out your mouth there.
That's
running down
very
the
good debut on the pod there. try and do some more. She's obviously got don't stop straight away. Yeah. You alright, Penny?
That's me banging her back.
Yeah. Yeah, so trying to do a podcast and a business and have a baby is difficult.
Well,
and
I had a great festival, Katie.
And you've been amazing. And you were amazing during the Fringe.
Very nice.
Supporting all of the team.
The How team was
it
great.
For you? It was a bit of a different festival for you.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, I kept saying this. It was like regressing. Wait a minute. I'm just getting her hand out of the way.
Regressing in a bad way or a good way?
No, regressing 10 years, like having to run it again, be everywhere. And
mm-hmm. You must have been exhausted.
Well, it was absolutely fine. But and we had such a good team. So,
yeah.
So that meant that I was really only trying to keep everybody jolly or trying not to... Well, not there was no firefighting because...
There was a bit of firefighting, but nothing
bit,
too...
But not.
Nothing compared to
previous. And there was nothing
years.
that was kept from you.
Yeah.
And you would come in with Penny and we'd do our meetings and, you know, it was fine.
Yeah, it was good to come in and, you know, I couldn't have separated myself from it, but I did feel like I was neglecting Penny a bit sometimes, which was stressful, especially with her eating because she wasn't putting on the weight.
I mean, she's now, because, I mean, we might as well go into it. She's had green poo since the beginning.
She has had green poo, well, yeah, since two or three weeks in.
And that's a bit worrying, we thought. Oh, dear.
But recently she's had some better poos, hasn't she? So I'm on dairy-free. To try and help her poos because it's super common apparently, so it's not anything new to lots of mums. But so I've been on a dairy feed diet for 6 weeks for 4 weeks so far to try and fix that, and she had some really good poos the past couple of days, and then now she's back to green. So
well, it's not moss green.
it's not like it was.
It's not as strong as it was. It's got a bit of mustard in there.
Yeah. But she is on good form, isn't she? And she's smiling loads and, you know, she's sleeping and she's very bad at sleeping during the day, but she's sleeping at night, which is good.
This is because we've come to the end of the bottle nearly.
Yeah, I'll give her a boob if she is still hungry. If you're not satisfied, young lady. So
she's also getting some lactose-free formula, mm-hmm. so mixing with the boob milk, which I think is helping a lot.
Can you just tilt the bottle up more? Yeah. Sorry, you don't need to tilt her up more necessarily. I think you need new glasses. You can't see where the fucking flat bit is. She's just not getting it. So.
Just a tiny drop more.
Okay, Penny.
Isn't that a beautiful cry? Yes, so
myself ready.
I just want to say how much I missed Katie.
What during
the festival?
There you go.
I missed you loads, and as I say, I regressed 10 years. It was like before you were part of it all.
Yeah.
In fact, it's...
Probably it's coming 10 years next year.
Yeah.
Me being in the business.
Yeah.
All in all, it was a good year.
Oh, it was a good year.
Well, a good year. A positive year.
Yes, we've still got some hills to climb. We're not back to... where we were pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But
it was a positive year, and I think that a lot of the artists had a good time and the staff had a good time as well.
And now we're in the midst of the financial side, and then we'll start planning what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, we should talk about that at some point, but you don't know if you want to talk about it now.
No, we can talk about it in the next
I think just generally I'm stressed about... There's so much to do. and like running your own business, everyone's like, you should take maternity, you need to take time, you need to take time. And I'm like, but if I take time, then stuff won't happen and the business will just
grind
suffer.
To halt.
Yeah. And we can't afford for that to happen, obviously. No. Because there's major plans that we need to make for next
but
year.
But you can do it a little slower. I mean, I remember when you were young, I mean, I did get you into full-time nursery by the time you were 1 year old. But
yeah,
that was
which I can't imagine having to do.
I know, but it's great. I mean, look at you. You turned out all right.
Scarred for life, actually.
What?
Scarred for life. No, I don't remember a single dot of nursery. The problem with nursery is that we can't afford it. It's so expensive now, so I need to look into it. And there's no places anywhere.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, there's just loads of problems with it, apparently. It's a nightmare. So I need to look into it properly.
But you can always
But you'll help, won't you?
Of course. Well, I'm helping as much as I can at the moment.
I mean, that's the problem with us running the business together, is that if one of us isn't working, then it's detrimental to the business. So you doing babysitting means that we won't have a decent programme and, you know, all of that stuff. So it's just pointless.
But I think things are pointing in the right direction. And
we're in a good... we're in a better place than we thought that we would be, I suppose. Not necessarily money-wise, but...
And the most important thing, it's Penny at the moment, and you being comfortable as a mum.
Yeah, I mean...
You and Frederick being comfortable as parents.
Yeah, and I am enjoying it. I would just like to be able to enjoy it more, I suppose. And I would like to be able... But I'd like to be able to enjoy it without the guilt of not working enough or not being a good enough
guilt
mom to her.
Guilt is part of motherhood.
I know, which is this really shitty part of motherhood.
Yeah, it is, but it is part of motherhood that... Women particularly, I mean, I have no idea what Frederick feels, but he enjoys coming home to his daughter and he takes her off you and, you know, he really plays his part as much as he can.
Yeah, he does. You know, I can't imagine, I can't imagine what it would be like to have a useless husband that doesn't give a shit, and B, how the fuck did you do it on your own?
Do you know? I don't know.
I have no idea.
When you were small, I did dedicate myself to you, and we didn't have
apps
even computers.
Yeah, I know. My mum was fascinated by my tracking her every movement on this app. I wouldn't be able to cope without it, because to track when her last feed was and when her last sleep was and.
But business was done on the telephone and sending letters.
Sorry about the grunting that's going on.
Letters would take a while to get replied to. And, you know, I mean, that's why I...
I guess it was a slower pace of operating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
which
was
I can't
slow.
Imagine.
So, you know, your baby comes first and then... You send an email or...
Well, that's the thing.
There wasn't emails.
Yeah, you'd...
In 1988, when you were born.
Yeah, you did it all on the phone between 9 and 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, I can't even imagine when she goes to sleep doing work, you know, at night or whatever, because that's the only time that I can think that I'd get a long stretch of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to work over the top of her while she's feeding at the moment, but then I'm neglecting her by concentrating on work. So
yeah, but that's only during the day. It's not at night.
But like even when she's asleep at night, I'd have no energy to be able to. Oh, I'm just going to go and sit on the laptop and do some emails now. Like, impossible.
But you will get your energy back anyway as she grows.
Yeah, I hope so.
And, I mean, even although she's a wee bit moany at the moment, and that's because of she wants more food. And as she grows and she's satisfied, then she's going to be... I mean, at the moment, there's toys that she likes, which is fabulous, you know. And we can talk to her and sing to her and you read to her. And,
yeah, but there's no entertaining herself whatsoever. It's, you know, constant.
That will happen as...
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's difficult. It's because you're having to be with her. You know, there's no opportunity for her to look after herself, but to entertain herself, is what I mean.
To sit on a play mat with toys, which she will do eventually. But
she does a bit of that in her bouncy chair and stuff, but not for long.
No, but she's
and her
so
fucking. Sorry, we're swearing, Penny. Her bloody, that's also a swear word. Her nails, her fingernails are so sharp, and there's nonsense gadgets on the internet for like emery boards and nail files, and all of them don't work, and it's driving me up the wall.
You just cover her at night. Some of her baby pajamas thing.
Yeah, I do that, obviously. But during the day, she scratches herself silly. And me. Scratching my boob like nobody's business.
Well, you will
too much info? Probably.
You will be.
Anyway. What else to say about Penny Allen, apart from her long fingernails that I'm looking at now and inspecting? Can't stop picking at her when she's feeding. It's terrible.
That's just like monkeys in their, in their little heaps.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, yes. So it's been tough. But we made it through the fringe, and that is thanks to an incredible team, and some fabulous shows. And yeah, there's still the ongoing challenges of the fringe, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got a team in here till we go down next month to a smaller team, and that's when we'll start our planning and paying out all our money, and it'll all be wonderful.
Oh, a lot has already gone. Out, but yeah, we're planning for next year, and yeah, we hope that after this year there's more interest from artists to come back to the festival, but
yeah,
the challenges still remain of accommodation and things, doesn't it, isn't there?
Yeah, but you know, so many people came this year.
Yeah, especially like last minute as well.
Yeah.
People like, jumped on the bandwagon, didn't they?
Thought that they were going to... And we did manage to interview a few people, and we're going to put them out soon. We'll put this one out first.
Yeah.
I felt that the festival was much more like the old festivals in the past.
Yeah, positive and happy and, you know, people coming together and... hanging out, and
yeah, people enjoyed it, and
just struggle with the competitiveness of it all.
Absolutely, it's a nightmare.
We need to keep on trucking and doing what we're doing, but it's hard not to.
If we won the lottery and paid some fantastic person to come,
it wouldn't be us.
No, I know. It's much better discovering the new ones that are on the up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We need to make a plan for So You Think You're Funny as well. Because there's lots of good to be done on that, but I don't know how I'm going to go and down to London with a little baby Penny.
Well, I've read that in one of your emails that you were thinking of going down there for 2 months.
Thursday to Sundays, potentially. I think it's worth doing. But you need to figure out if we can afford it and how it would work with this one. So have you got
Well, we might have got some sponsorship by then.
Have you got any advice for balancing work with a child over the next couple of months?
Just pretend to everyone that they are the most important thing in the world, but actually baby Penny is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
Just talk as if you are in business and doing well.
Fake it till you make it, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Because Penny will be developing all that time and growing, and she'll be telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think about all the times you just came into the office and I plonked you with some...
Well, I'm watching myself do it with the staff that are in the office now. I'm just like, can you just hold Penny whilst I go to the toilet? Can you just come and change Penny's nappy? Can you just hold Penny for a minute? And they're all... It's in their job specs now that they have to be part babysitter as well as...
But you are on maternity leave, are you not?
Does that exist? I don't know.
No, you can't be on maternity leave when you... have your own business, but you can have your own business and have a baby?
Yeah, it's just quite, I'm finding it quite difficult at the moment, I suppose.
Yeah, but there, she's settled down now.
No, she's amazing. I'm not saying that.
She scoffs a whole bottle from me.
You plonked me on the staff when I was a kid, so
yeah,
it didn't do me any harm. I have very fond memories of it, so can I get that?
But
that'll be really dirty now.
What about...
Is that good?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
It's a bit of a downbeat podcast, sorry. It's for knackered.
I'm not knackered. Well, I am, but not. And I'm going to Norway on Friday.
No, you can't come.
I know. But you're going over next month.
Yes. Her first holiday will be in Norway next month, but we can't go to the house with you. Because of holidays and all sorts. Because Fred works for a small business too.
Yeah, two small businesses come together.
Yeah. What else to say? Hey, Penny? What else should we say?
At least you're not going... She said her first word was a cow mooing.
Yeah, I taught her how to moo like a cow. Very exciting.
No,
I think I've ever taken more pictures of something than I've taken of Penny, though.
I know.
My God. What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying we can take this autumn and winter slower.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We still get everything done, but just take it slower.
Well, I think it's potentially not about... See, you just scratched yourself there. It's not about doing it slower, it's just being more efficient with the errors that we have, so... If I'm in the office just trying to do... Yeah, when I'm in the office doing more and then taking Thursday and Friday off. And
yeah.
Just concentrating on Penny then. But yeah, it's been hard because Fred has to be back at work. And that means that I have to be the sole parent for Monday to Friday. Which is...
And
lonely.
I'm the sole grandparent.
Yes. Yeah, I find it more lonely than I was expecting to, which is how I don't understand how you did it. You know, it's quite isolating.
Well, that's why I speak to her all the time. I used to speak to you. That's why you became a chatterbox, Katie.
Yeah, such a chatterbox.
Yeah.
Such a chatterbox.
But you can hear that we're more downbeat because we've got a baby in the room.
Yeah. Baby.
Apart from you swearing, of course, Katie.
I mean, I'm going to swear in front of her until she's old enough to know what the hell's going on. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. So, no advice, basically, is what you're saying. I need you to come up with some...
Well, I did...
Fake it till you make it is your advice for having a baby and a business at the same time.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, do your best. There's nothing more you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is...
How do you get rid of this mum guilt nonsense?
You don't. I never have.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent with Christian from the age of 12 to 24. He was always angry with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you were as well as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But you got over it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did.
You maybe resent me sometimes, but
no. I'm going to change your side, baby. Oh. No, I've never resented you for it. I remember it, but I don't resent you having to work. It was just a fact of life. And then I got a lot of benefits out of you working, obviously, because it was exciting.
I don't think Christian would agree with that.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have an interesting job when Christian was wee.
No, that's true.
You know,
no, but
I was so
when
much more
he resented the Gilded Balloon, though.
Did he?
Even although he came and worked with us.
Yeah, see, I never got that resentment for the Gilded Balloon.
Well, he was the doorman for a while.
No, I know that he worked there, but I never felt. Maybe I did, I don't know. It was okay. Yeah, so what were we going to do over the autumn-winter period? more and more.
What's I'm going plan? To babysit.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to program and babysit.
We've got some shows on.
Of course. We have the Big Fab Comedy Show.
We do.
And we're going to do them Munch.
Which Penny's really excited about. Don't go red like that, it's all right. Get yourself right worked up. We've got the Big Fab Comedy Show, which is 3 nights in October and 5 nights in November. And it's at venues all around Scotland with a fabulous lineup of comedians, TV names and local.
And then we're doing it in the spring and the autumn. We're booking
next year
for
as well. But I'm looking forward to them. I think they're going to be good. And the lineups are great.
Yeah, they're very good. No, they are. Yeah. I'm just thinking about
everything that we need to do for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because we've got to get going on them, which is great.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Then we're also going to be doing some tours, which I'm doing work at the moment, once I've finished the finance side of it. Yes.
So that's that. Penny is here. I'm no longer pregnant.
And hopefully you will no longer be pregnant for a while.
Yes, I'll be staying that way for as long as physically possible. I don't understand people that get pregnant straight away afterwards. That's not happening to me.
Well, you were told at the hospital, just be careful because you will be highly...
Yeah, but that you have to actually do the deed in order to ever get pregnant again, and that's never happening again. Sorry, Fred. So, yeah, too busy, too tired.
What do you mean it's never happening again? I'm sure it will at one point.
One day far, far in the future.
You see, again, too much information.
Exactly. But yeah, she's here. She's long. She's got big old feet and big old hands, and she's perfect. And I'm the luckiest gal in the world. I'm just a very tired, lucky girl at the moment.
Well,
but we must stay positive, and we can do it all, I suppose.
No, I suppose we can do it all, and we will.
We can and we will.
We'll
teach
will
Penny
fight
how
them
to
on
do
the
it.
Bridges. No, fight them on the beaches.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
All right, sorry that we're a bit downbeat, but here we are, and yeah, there's lots to do, and we'll do it.
And we'll put out
Penny
our interviews.
Yeah, over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Which will be much more interesting than this.
Yes, sorry. Love you.
Yes.
Love you, bye.
Take care, bye. Mama said, there'll be days like this, mama said.